the Great Lakes, and weather. My home state of Michigan is surrounded by four of the five Great Lakes, the largest group of freshwater lakes on Earth, which contains about 21% of the world's fresh water. The Great Lakes, Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, and Superior have a combined surface area that is roughly equal to the United Kingdom. These lakes were originally formed by glaciers about 14,000 years ago, when they receded and melted, depositing melted water into the newly exposed land. The Great Lakes have served a very important role in the development of early communities and continue to be important for shipping and fishing industries today. One phenomenon caused by the Great Lakes is lake effect snow. These lakes are so big that they actually affect weather patterns of surrounding states other than Michigan, including Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and Ontario, Canada. Lake effect snow occurs when bands of snow form in concentrated areas over land close to lakes due to winds blowing over open bodies of water. This happens because the lake water is slightly warmer than the air that blows over it, and the moisture carried by the wind turns into snow. The lakes also help to regulate the temperatures of surrounding areas during warmer months. Similar to oceans, the lakes absorb heat and cool the air in the summer. The absorbed heat is then radiated into the fall months. This helps to protect plants against frost during transitional weather periods and keeps these same areas cooler in the summertime. This phenomenon creates an area known as the fruit belt, an area which is suitable for growing fruit typically grown in warmer climates. Much of western and northern Michigan are considered part of the fruit belt and are the source of much of the apples and cherries produced in the state. Some unusual Michigan-made products using cherries include cherry salsa, cherry barbecue sauce, and summer sausage with dried cherries.